The South has more people living with HIV and AIDS than any other region of the country, nearly 150,000 people. Today, state and federal AIDS experts and officials are meeting to talk about how they can turn that situation around. NPR's Brenda Wilson reports.
The Northeast still has the highest rate of people with AIDS, but in that region, as for the United States as a whole, the epidemic has either stabilized or is declining. Not so the South, where 7 of the 10 states with the highest rates of HIV are located. Between 2000 and 2001, the number of cases grew by 9%. Many, like John Paul Womble, came from somewhere else. Womble, who is HIV positive, came back to Raleigh, North Carolina from Chicago a year and a half ago and is now a counselor with the Carolina Alliance of AIDS Services.
A lot of people who live in urban areas tend to come back home to the South to be blunt, to be sick, to be with their families, in some cases to in fact die.
In the last week, he's counseled two African-American women who came back home from New York City and Baltimore.
Both were diagnosed and became sick, didn't have a social support network at all in the more larger urban areas, and came home to get the support of family and friends. Here's the part I think that scares me on a personal level the most. They were receiving medications and treatment there. They come here thinking they're going to get support to be with friends and family. Oh, but guess what? They can't get medication.
Medicaid and AIDS drug assistance programs provide different levels of service and have different eligibility criteria in each state. And there are wide variations. In some states, it is possible to earn as much as $50,000 a year, more than four times the poverty level, and still have the state pay for the expensive combination AIDS drug therapies. But in North Carolina, anyone who earns more than $11,000 a year won't qualify.
Guess what else? The state of North Carolina's AIDS drug assistance program is currently closed, so even if you earn that amount of money or less, you still couldn't get in even if you wanted to.
When the number of people getting help reaches 900, the program shuts off. It's one of four states, all of them in the South, with a waiting list for drug assistance. But some states have relatively generous programs, providing assistance for people through Medicaid and the Ryan White Care Act. Texas manages to help most of the uninsured who seek care for HIV. It has a lot in common with the Northeast and the West. It's a border state with big urban areas, like Houston and Dallas, as well as poor rural areas with large black populations that look very much like the rest of the South. Casey Blass, the state's AIDS director, says Texas in many ways reflects what's going on across the country.
We have had a decline, although we still have new cases among white gay men in Texas as they do across the country. But those numbers have decreased over the years. We're seeing more cases among African American men who have sex with men, some increases in parts of our state among Hispanic men who have sex with men, and increasing rates of infection among heterosexuals, and those are particularly among African Americans.
In these communities, state AIDS directors say fear of stigma coupled with a history of discrimination complicates the fight against the disease. By the end of this week's meeting, the officials from 17 states and the District of Columbia hope to have devised new strategies for overcoming these obstacles and a chronic lack of resources in order to fight an epidemic that the rest of the country seems to think it has left behind. Brenda Wilson, NPR News, Washington.